Okay. Kuf Chav Dalid, we're up to test. Im yesh kitzas meha'onim shema'arichin yosem idai. Some people have a long amen, right? Okay. Ein sarach lemavarich lehamtin lehem. You do not need to wait for them to conclude. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Zayin, kitzas. Some of them meha'onim, they're answering, aval al rov hatzibur, but if the majority of people is, mechiv lehamtin bechot. You have to wait for the rove, not for the one or two guys in the back. You should not begin the next bracha of the Chazaras HaShatz before the people have the tzibur has a chance to answer amen. You have to pause. Again, same thing by Kaddish, not to start the next part until people have a chance to actually respond. Similarly, like any similar thing, this. However, he says, due to our many sins, unfortunately, many people are not careful and they stumble in this. When they're davening, they're the chazan. They're so quick. It's such a rush. So they don't pause between one bracha to give people a chance to answer amen. They start the next one immediately. They don't wait being assigned klal at all. I'm Bishar Tshuva, Shehevi Shazeh, Ma'akiv, Af Dievid. It's no good even on a Bidievid level. She also Shuv La'anos Amen Aleha, Mechivan Shehischil Bracha Achareres. And you can't answer because now you're around to do the next Bracha. So you have to slow down. Give people time to answer. Lamed Ches, Ein Tzarech Amvarech. For those people who are taking a very, very long Chazanish Amen, you don't need to wait for them. This is in a case where there's not an actual chiv on everyone to hear it. But if you're being moti them, right? For example, shofar or something like that, kiddush, something like that, bein shehu shliach tzibur or shar mevarich, tzarech lahamtin. Even for those people who are schlepping out their amen, because they need to hear it to be yotzi with them. If you already do the next thing, whatever it is, then they're not gonna be yotzi with that. Okay, that was what sif test up to sif yud. Misha shachach, a person who forgot v'lo omer yalav yavo b'rosh chodesh o b'chulo shel moed o b'chol davar shetzarech lachsu b'shvilo. So you forgot something. Again, we should be careful. Yalav yavo it talking about during the daytime of Rosh Chodesh, because at nighttime you don't have to go back for that. But let's say you forgot something that now you weren't yotze. So what do you do at this point? Says the mechaber in the second line. Yechavin daito v'yishma m'shlich tzibor kol shmona esrei brachos mirosh v'ad sof. You listen to the chazan's repetition from the beginning until the end. Ka'adam shemispalu la'atzma, like you were saying them yourself. V'lo yafsik, v'lo yisich, you don't make a hefsek, you don't speak at all. Poseah shlosh pasios acharav, you take 3 steps back. Degevin shekavar hispalel, since you already technically have davened. El sheshachach, you forgot something, like you didn't say yol v'yoho. V'lo hizkir, you didn't mention it. Afalpi shehu baki b'shliach tzibur motzio. Even though really technically Chazaras HaShatz was sent up for someone who does not know how to daven, and you do know how, nevertheless, explains the mechaber, you can be, and you are yotze through his repetition. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah gives a little bit of an eitzah, but we might not do this nowadays. We might actually repeat it ourselves. So that was the end of Yud. Sivkot Lamates. Bechol Dover, that would be Ma'akev, Mashman Miloshin Zeh, Tafilu Im Dileg Mashiv Haruach. It would sound like, says the Chafetz Chaim, that even if a person skipped saying Mashiv Haruach, Shehi Mishalosh Rishon, which is one part of the first 3 brachos, V'chein Muchach Bo'or Zeruah Simen Taf Samech, V'ayin La'el B'Sim Kuf Yadal B'Shar Tshuva Siv Katan Vav, V'ayin La'koman Simen Kuf Chavav Siv Dal. Okay, all these different marmakomas. Mashik Kasavnu Sham B'Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Eli Rabba V'Hagro. Okay, Mem. Yichavin Daito. You should have in mind while you're listening. As we just alluded to a minute ago, they're really the Chazaras HaShatz is only for people who don't know how to daven themselves. Shiny hachi, this case is different. He did daven, but he forgot to say something that he was supposed to. Therefore, this guy does know how to daven. The Shliach Tzibur is motzi him by default, even if he doesn't know about it. He is motzi the person who's listening. Now watch. Really, best practice is not to rely upon him, and we'll explain why. The person should actually daven the Shmona Esrei again, which is lamaisa what we do. Why? Because nowadays, lav kol odom yoch lechavin daito lishmo mishlich tzibur mirosh v'yad sof. Not everybody can just hold cup and stay focused throughout the entire time. The Shema, perhaps, Levavo Yifne, he's gonna start daydreaming about all the, errands he has to run. Vlo Yishma, Mishliach Tzibur, Eze Milos Han Akvim, Betfili, he's not gonna hear something that Shliach Tzibur said. Kosva Bakli Rabba, Vim Hashatz, Darkala Havlia Hamilos. I mean, you know, technically it worked, but that's only provided that he doesn't swallow the words. He says everything clearly, and you can hear each word. But if he doesn't, he swallows them up. Midina meikar hadin also lismoch hashatz ela chayav lehispalel baatzmo. Meaning, the first case was where the chazan pronounces the words correctly, but it's a din like the one the mispalel. He's not going to be able to focus. But in the case where the chazan, the shatz, is not going to be saying things correctly, then you cannot rely upon this at all. Mem aleph, you have to listen. Mirosh viad sof, from the beginning till the end. I'm safe with Birka Yosef Damasik. Shelo yomer az moedim derabon. A person listening should not say the moedim derabon. Eli yechaving lishmo mishliach tibur hamoedim shehu omer. You listen his moedim. In the nowadays, shenogin eza chazonim loymer hamoedim b'tchila so belachash. For whatever reason, they say the first parts of it quietly. Lo yuchel letzeis tefiloso aydei shliach tibur. So then you're not going to be able to that because you're not going to hear the words that the chazan said. V'loyedati meiza malkom yotzol lehem haminah gazeh. I have no idea where this comes from, says the Chafetz Chaim. The af the nohagin hatzibur loymer az moedim derabonan. Even though that you know they're saying the chazan saying it out loud and we're saying our moedim derabonan listening mikom makom to filasa niskan lahoitzi mi she'ein abaki b'tzarech loymer al kolponim ketzas bekosh yuchlu lishmo asar bnei adam ha'oimdim svivo. We should say it so that at least 10 people can hear them. Now, by the ikra din, Rabbi Druck once pointed this out that the chazan, even if they're not going to say the entire thing, they still need to do the modim with the tzibur. So if they're going to do this, and they're going to wait and pause, modim anachnu loch, so they say those three words with them. Then they can pause and let the tzibur say the rest of their modim, and then they can resume with the continuation of the chazar sashatz if they want to pause a little bit and wait for them. That was the practice, I believe, from Rav Soloveitchik, based on, I think, the Avud Raham is the source for it, that really you have to hear everything. And if you're saying your modim and the chazan saying the modim and everyone saying the modim, you can't hear an answer. So that is one thing that's brought down the name of Rav Soloveitchik. However, others disagree and say no. The way that chazar sashatz was instituted is that the chazan is the modim and the people say the modim, and one is not required to pause. For some who are going to pause, they still should say at least the first three words and bow down the chazan with everybody else. Okay, that was the end of Yud. Now we'll start Yud Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Im ba'od ha'adam is palel, siim shlich tzibur bracha. So why is, you know, you're davening now, the chazan's finishing up his bracha. The kodem shekolso, ani as amen, mipi roiv ha'tzibur, siim zet filoso. And now before the majority of people answered amen, you finished your davening, so then ona imohem amen. You answer amen to that bracha, even though you started off and you're still davening. Says the Ramah, ifilu im lo shama habracha klal. Even if you didn't hear the bracha at all, rak shemeit tzibur onin amen. You hear the people saying, you didn't hear the chazan say it. Ve'yodeya, and you know al eza bracha klal. You know where they're up to. Yane imohem. You could answer amen with them, even though you didn't hear it, but you know where they're up to. Bekadesh, ukedusha, ubaruchu. Same thing with these other three things of answering as well. Says the Ramah, you could. Respond. Okay, then the Mishnah Berurah says in Membeis Kodem Shekalso, before they concluded, Roy Tzolomer Aft in his bar b'siif ches v'hagod tzarech la'anos amein miyad kishikil habracha. You're supposed to answer amein immediately after shilav hach, and if you don't answer immediately after havei, it's as if ka'oina amein b'li bracha klal without connecting it. Mikol makam nevertheless hacha im lo kalsa adain amein mipi roiv hatzibur shapir domi. If everyone else, the majority of you haven't yet answered, then that's fine. Mishum da anias amein gam ke michlal bracha hu. That's part of the bracha because she'onin amein havei kemosh. Are you gomerim ato etzim habracha? Your amen is like you know, completing the bracha itself. It's a chilek of it. Vatas cholek, he argues on this, pasuk, and he says, he rules, dafilu kilu kol hatzibril anus. Not only rov, but kol. Everybody finished. Nevertheless, muter gamkin anus im hayatekef acharehim. You could, everyone had finished, you could still answer anything, even if provided that it's takef, it's miyad, immediately afterwards. Vichdush Rabbi Kiva Eger, b'sefer magin giborim, hiskimu la shulchan orach. They go against him, ayin bibir halacha. Okay, mem gimel. See, and they concluded, Roi Tzimor means, Achar Yiul Ratzon. You finished that part of the davening. Shekavar Omar HaTachanunim HaRog Yubahen. You already said the Elokai Nisham, all the parts that, Elokai Nitzor Lashoni Mira. Sorry, I misspoke. You said all the Tachanunim, Echidil Eil, Basimin Kuf Chavbez, we learned about, Mishnah Bura, Sivkatan Aleph. Okay, Mem Dalid. That what's it called? That even if you didn't hear the bracha, right? A filu, that's what's going on. Normal. Hu gam kein ledivrei hamechaber. Velo chidesh rak mashakos v'yadei al eiz a bracha. What he's adding on is that you know what bracha they're up to. To ka'ozu bezeh l'shite. He's going according to his, consistent with his opinion. Le'el, as we saw in Sif Ches v'haga. Ve'im eini yodea al eiz a bracha koi. But if you don't know, hu bichlal amen yisoma. Then that was no good because that's what we called the orphaned amen. It's not connected. You don't know. Memhei shomea tzibur, hu hadin im shama sheyachid oine amen. If you heard a single person, you can say amen to his. V'yadei al eiz a bracha kol. You know what bracha he's saying. The oine imo, you could answer amen with him. V'nocha tzibur, eyes. And why did I mention tzibur? The same thing applies by yachid. Mishum da arib mechaber le'inyan tzibur, because that's what the context of what the mechaber was talking about. V'af al gad mechaber einu mater el koidim shekolso amen mipi rov. And the only time the Mechaber printed one to answer Amen is if the majority of people have answered. Avaham miyud lo mahan, with only a small amount, then that doesn't count. That's not good. You cannot answer Amen. Hayne mishum demiyut lagabe rov, havi kiman delesa. So we assume that that's insignificant, the one or two people in regards to the majority who have already done it. Oh, another reason, b'nei tam ma'achirin, k'mo shikasav d'bir halachs, are what they're, aval im ein sham tzibur klal, el yachim. The only person is one. There's only one person that isn't a tzibur, and you hear the bracha, so then ona imo, you would answer amen to him. And the Ramah said the same thing applies to Kaddish, to Kedusha, and to Baruchu. Memvav, hainu, dekol, shelo, simu, roiv hatzibur, la'anos, you hadn't danced, and ona imo him, afapi, shelo, shon, klum, epeshli, b'tzibur. You can answer with him, even though you didn't hear it. I'm a simen nun vav, mishne brua, sifkat and tes, besif nun zayin, besifkat and beiz, I'm bir halacha, dibra hamaska, koidim, misofo. So he has a whole arichas over here, but the very last line, you look in the bir halacha, lemaisa, tsarchian, lekach, b'mishne brua, sifkat and memvav, we're recording from, tsiarti, I brought down, dechol shalo, simu, rov at tzibur. You could do as long as you don't have the rov. Not as long as the rov has not yet concluded, then you could still answer. Okay, Yud Beis. Ha'ona Amen. When you're answering Amen, lo yagbiah kolo yoseme hamivorech. You shouldn't raise your voice and answer in a louder volume than the one who actually made the bracha himself. Mem Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, lo yagbiah kolo, not to raise your voice. Mishum dechsiv, it says, galu lahashem iti, with me. Right, raise your voice, but it's iti, it's with me, not above. Nira, huadin le'inyan baruch, the same thing would be about answering Baruch with a louder voice, or Birkas HaZimun, answering the Zimun much louder. Gam kein lo yagbiah ha'ona yosim in ha'mavorech. The one who's answering should not be loud, the one who's making the bracha. Odnir, more than that, de'im kavanasola harimo kolo. But the reason why you're raising your voice, k'dei lezare sa'am, to, you know, get other people, she'anu gam hein, they should also answer the mutter. Okay, that's a good reason. You could do that. Va'ayin nekomam simin reish tezvav, siv gimel, ayin sham od, da'achar ketanim b'nei chinuch, about a child, can you answer amen to there? So he says, tzarich la'anos amen. In the Dirshu 69, what the Gilchana Kosov la'el shehu migil sheish o sheva shanim, 6 years old, 7 years old. Ulam, however, le'inyan and ias amen abir chosom, kosov shut mischayim, da'afilu kotim b'yosir shmevorech al-maychol, kids making a shahakol on a glass of water, the gabi dover ze, nechshav shehagil achinach, that counts, and therefore, ve'ef shela anos abir choso. You could, yes, answer amen to their bracha. in 70, lechanchim la'anos, to teach them to answer amen, kosov rechaim kanievsky, zatzal, shetzorich lechanchim la'anos, you teach them to answer amen, va'af she'enim yodim al eze baracha onim, they don't understand what they're saying, nevertheless, einzik begeder amen yisoma, that's not a problem to teach a katan that we say amen when people make brachos. Then there's some important dishes here, we'll just finish up reading in the Mishnah Berurah. It says, acher b'chosom, acher shoyte ein la'anos amen. One does not say amen to the bracha that a shoyte makes. Why not? Mishnah Berurah says, delav bar mitzvah klal. He's not mechuyev in this. Prima gadam shekosov acher cheresh v'shoyte. When the prima gadam added the word cheresh, shigur delishnu, he just mentioned the way it's commonly phrased. However, the cheresh medaber ve'ena shomeh, if the cheresh speaks but is not able to hear, bevadei chayev hu b'mitzvah, so he is chayev in mitzvah. So it doesn't mean a cheresh v'shoyte, just, you know, frequently we talk, but a cheresh is chayev, you do answer amen. V'acher noshim sheberchu al mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, so we know that women are making a brach, it's machlokis, Sephardios and Ashkenazios, but the Ashkenazic women do make brachos, even if it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Everyone agrees they can do the mitzvah. There's machlokas, just do you make the brach or not? Machlokas the Rambam in the Rebbeinu Tam, but it's machlokas machaber and Ramah, fine. So if they are making a bracha, they're not really required to do, so then yuchal, nevertheless, la'anos amen. You could answer amen to their brachos. In the Dirshu brings a few interesting things. In 73, al birchas nochri, if a non-Jew is making a bracha, so kosov haramala common, simin resh tes vav, she'im shomei mimena bracha shlema, harishus biadal anos amen. One's allowed to. Achrei birkas hareformim, reform, so kosov ishut igras Moshe. Moshe says, she'ein la'anos amen. Moshe says, you should not answer amen to the bracha, she'inu kapikorsim. They have a status of a heretic. Birchosim ain't a bracha. It's not really a bracha. Reimash, for example, common. Okay. Va'al birka shel adam she'ainis shomer Torah mitzvos. What about a person who is not from and they make a bracha? Zahara, Rav Eliyashiv, she'yesh la'anos amen. One can answer amen to this bracha. She'ain't a don will reform him. V'shekoyfrim b'Hashem Torahso. That they know better. Again, we could talk, you know, whether this applies to the modern day reformers, you know, how much do they really know? They're saying that they know, and they're just rebelling against it. El shemikol malkam yesh lishmo es kol habracha liroys shibirach kiroy. You have to hear, again, from the person who's not from, you have to hear the bracha from start to finish to make sure they did it correctly. Chaim Kenievsky kosev she'im eino lahachis. The person's doing that because they're, you know, to anger Hashem. Yesh la'anos amen al birchoso. One should, yes, in fact, answer amen to the bracha. And that concludes Simin Kuf Chaf Dalad.